fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 19th day of January, year of our Lord 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day. We're going to expand on this a little bit. Tomorrow is the day that the Donald takes his oath of office. And the prepper tip of the day is to be vigilant. Make sure your situational awareness is on high alert if you live in or near any major city anywhere in the country, or if you're traveling in or near a major city anywhere in the country, which includes airports, bus stations, train stations. I do have a concern based on the evidence I'm seeing that there could be organized, orchestrated protests taking place in any and all major cities in the United States of America tomorrow. So your proper tip of the day is to make sure your situational awareness is on high alert. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a husband, a father, a grandfather, a rancher, a veteran of the United States Navy Submarine Corps, and proprietor of the excellent website, ruralsurvival.info. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, John. Last full day of Obama's presidency. I love it.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, a long 8 years. We've seen a lot of things happen these past 8 years. I was just thinking this morning, Tim, how it was, I think, about 6 or 8 weeks after he got inaugurated the first time that he was given the Nobel Peace Prize. And
yep,
I thought at the time, this man's been president of the United States for, what, 6 or 8 weeks? And here they're giving him the Nobel Peace Prize for what? What had he done?
Exactly.
In the meantime, the never-ending wars never ended, and there's some calculations done about how many thousands of bombs were dropped by the United States Air Force and in U.S. Navy during that period of time, and I think it's in the tens of thousands, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. In fact, just last year, between, I believe it was Yemen, Iraq, Syria, and Libya, over 25,000, or at 25,000 bombs.
Well, so much for the Nobel Peace Prize. I might as well. I would be, if I was associated with the Nobel Prize Commission, I think I would be ashamed and embarrassed and humiliated for having awarded this man a peace prize who hadn't done anything and has gone on to be quite the warmonger, hasn't he?
Yeah, in fact, he hasn't had a single day in action or in office that our military hasn't been engaged in some type of action. Not one day.
Well, the U.S. military has very successfully protected us from the Iraqis that wanted to attack the United States, and from all those barefoot peasants, illiterates, people in Afghanistan who wanted to attack the United States. I recall all the detailed drawings of the CIA bunkers that Osama bin Laden was allegedly staying in the mountains of Afghanistan, and that we were supposed to be looking.
Yeah.
Remember that? And that's what made Afghanistan our enemy. While all along, Obama was in a very nice villa about two football fields away from the main gate of the Pakistani equivalent to West Point in Pakistan.
Yes, that is correct.
So we went to war with an entire country because of the belief that Osama,
right.
that Osama was residing in Afghanistan along with his Saudi Arabian buddies, and that the somebody in Afghanistan gave him permission to conduct training there. It doesn't sound like a very viable reason to go to war with an entire country because some misfits up in the mountains agreed to provide some real estate, and they probably were compensated, by the way, for the Saudi Arabians to do their training there. So we have Saudi Arabian terrorists, Saudi Arabian money, Saudi Arabian leadership, and we go to war with a country that had a very, very tenuous relationship with any of that. In fact, hardly anybody in the country even knew those things were going on, did they?
No, to the best of my knowledge, the average person had no idea. And the fact is, a lot of the Taliban had no idea. It was only the senior officials in the Taliban that really knew what was going on.
Exactly. But the what was publicly stated was one of the reasons we're going to war with Afghanistan is because they won't allow little girls to go to school. That's a great reason to go to war with an entire country, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, let's be honest here. And I'm basing this on not on what the media says, but what my son told me about Afghanistan. The main reason we were there was for precious minerals and the drug trade, protecting the drug trade.
Protecting the poppy fields. Right,
exactly. And actually the trade routes, too, from what I understand.
The trade routes for the drugs.
Correct.
Right, well, of course. Well, the former
NFL... That's what we were really there for.
The former NFL football star apparently was about ready to go public with his knowledge of the drug trade and our involvement in the drug trade when apparently he was assassinated.
That's what it seems like to me.
Yes, all the evidence, and of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, I've been investigating murder since 1973, and all the evidence I've seen, points to Pat Tillman being murdered or assassinated. I think once you become a public figure, it's no longer murder, it's assassination, isn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, what was the guy's name, Tillman? Was that it?
Pat Tillman.
Right.
Pat Tillman, yeah.
Yeah.
He was an
NFL player, right?
NFL football star, walked away from a very lucrative, financially lucrative contract and career because he thought that he was going to do the right thing and become an Army Ranger. And you look at this guy, his photographs, I mean, my goodness, he was the poster child for what the perfect Army Ranger should look like.
Right. Yeah, I remember his face. I wasn't sure I remembered his name. But yeah, you know, it's my personal opinion. I have nothing to base this on, only, you know, putting media reports together in my own mind. But yes, he was assassinated slash murdered, whatever you want to call it, in my opinion, from the information I have available to me.
Right, right. Well, there's been a number of stories leak out over the years about the poppy fields being protected by U.S. Army troopers, and also stories about the Taliban having been in the process of shutting down the drug trade.
Well, actually, they were, yes.
When the mainstream media...
Or certain factions, let's put it like this, certain factions of the Taliban, from what I understand, right, were the more religious factions.
Right, right. Well, that's... That's their whole shtick, is being religious, of course, for many of them.
Right.
They believe in that bizarre, freakish, barbaric religion. Yeah. Getting back to the events of the day. The inauguration takes place at noon Eastern time tomorrow.
Right.
The group Veritas has infiltrated the opposition and has recordings, I don't know if they're audio or video or both, of what
I've seen them.
All right. What the opposition intends to do tomorrow, releasing stink bombs and chaining the trains together so the trains can't move, blocking roadways with homeless people being fed, you know, all kinds of things to disrupt the ceremonies, up to and
right.
including...
And apparently, John, they've backed off some of those plans since that video has been published. I don't know how much they backed off on them, but the FBI apparently is taking, and the other security agencies are taking these threats seriously. So before I finally went to sleep last night, I read something, I think it was on Zero Hedge, that said that some of their plans they've backed off on for fear of, you know, prosecution.
It's a rare occasion that the law enforcement has video and audio recordings of the criminals planning what they're going to do, where they're going to do it, how they're going to do it.
Right.
I still think
law enforcement can get them for conspiracy.
Yes. In fact, conspiracy to commit a misdemeanor is a felony.
Right.
And let me explain how this works. Let's say Tim Spencer and I agreed that we're going to paint a park bench and paint it up with graffiti. That would be a misdemeanor. If Tim Spencer and I conspire to paint the park bench with graffiti, that conspiracy is a felony, where the actual crime is a misdemeanor. The conspiracy
Correct.
To commit the crime is a felony.
Correct.
I hope that the... law enforcement has enough details and identification of these people to. I would think that, given the gravity of the situation, there would be enough evidence to take them into custody immediately. That's what needs to happen.
I agree with you 1,000%, but I doubt if that'll happen. You know, the political climate there in D.C., I just don't know. I would like to see that happen. It'd be the proper thing to happen, but I wouldn't bank on it.
Well, I'm not close enough to know what will happen, but I know that the anybody in law enforcement in the command and control, they know that there's going to be a new captain at the head of the ship at noon tomorrow, and
right.
I would think it would seem like it would be in their professional and personal selfish interest to make those arrests.
I would think so too. You know, I'm going to be recording this tomorrow. On the Fox channel, I'm going to be recording the whole inauguration thing just in case something significant does happen, you know, for our show Friday. Lori and I can go back over it and look at it second by second so we know
right.
what we're talking about tomorrow
right.
on the show.
Well, we've seen
I'm hoping nothing happens.
Well, there will be incidents. We just hope that there are not anything significant. But what we've seen over the years, going back to the Oklahoma City bombing, for example, is the live feed that's put out is the real deal. And if you record it, then you've got it preserved, because frequently, and I'll use the Oklahoma City bombing as an example, the multiple times they stopped the search for victims during that day to disarm other bombs, all that's disappeared from the public venue, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I remember watching that live, and yes, it has all pretty much disappeared, been forgotten. I don't know. I haven't done any searches on it. You might be able to find videos of it. I don't know.
Well, with the modern paradigm of YouTube and these platforms, there may be some way to gain access to it. But yes, that is in fact what happened. The search was stopped once, twice, maybe three or more times for victims during that day following the Oklahoma City bombing to disarm other explosive devices.
Correct.
Well, Tim, while people are maintaining situational awareness, we also want to emphasize long-term preparedness, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and if I can go back, just backtrack just a second, John, what you were talking about being alert in major cities, I was looking at a map last night, ballpark figure, there's planned protests in about 30 cities for tomorrow and Saturday. St. Louis is one of them.
I would expect so.
Springfield, Missouri is another one, and Columbia, Missouri.
Well, Columbia has been a hotbed of Marxist activity for decades. That does not surprise me. St. Louis has quite a good-sized population of both Muslims and Marxists. And Springfield has its own population of Marxists and Muslims as well. So that doesn't surprise me at all. That would be my expectation. What about Kansas City?
Yes, they're also, yes.
Okay, all right. Well, the Marxists and the Muslims do tend to gravitate towards the population centers. And if you live in or near a major city, where would a person find that list of 30 cities? Will you post it as an alert, maybe?
I'd have to find it again, to be honest with you, John. I saved it, but since it was, coming out in mainstream media already, I wasn't, too awful interested in putting out an alert because it's already out there.
Right, right. Well, that list, of course, that list may or may not be complete. That's just the ones I know of.
So
people need to be on their toes and maintain a level of situational awareness. Well, at ruralsurvival.info, you're into year number 7 or 8. I've lost track.
Eight.
Year number 8. And it's a place where men and women come together to inform, educate, and entertain each other, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's got a tremendous amount of information. It's not really a news site. It's more of an archive site. We do post fresh articles as we have the time, but most of it is archive stuff, lots and lots of how-to stuff. Lots of political commentary, hundreds, and I do mean hundreds of free downloads, stuff that would help people on an everyday basis. It's just a tremendous wealth of information.
It is.
Of course,
and
we also have the alert sign up there, and we have the flash drive, Survival Library flash drives for sale, which have 1,750 plus documents on them. It's just a tremendous wealth of information on that thing.
Well, I put out an alert last week, the first one I'd done in many months, regarding EMP attacks and the possibility for that. And I don't have an email list. My friend Leon Green sent me a link to show me how to set up an email list, which I really have no interest in doing. But if I have an alert to put out, I use ruralsurvival.info. We got a break coming up here, Tim. Tell people how they can sign up for alerts.
Well, go to ruralsurvival.info. On the top left of every page, there's a link in red. It says alerts. Just click on that. It takes you to a page right there on the site where you can read everything about it. It has a little sign-up form through PayPal. Cost is $1 per month or $12 per year. Very, very economic, cheap, whatever you want to call it. And what that does is put people on a list where if you have an alert or if I have an alert, we can instantly email everybody and put out that information. It's really that simple. And we don't send zero advertisements. There's zero of these, daily emails that want you to buy this or that. You're paying for it. We're not going to flood your inbox with advertisements. It's that simple.
Right. So that $1 a month means you are on the list and on standby for an alert if and when one is generated. And you might go for a month or two without generating one, couldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And the main interest of these alerts is to take and, what the mainstream media doesn't cover, what's not out there in the news, stuff we find out about. That's the kind of stuff that's going to go out there, and it's always verified, and yes, I hear the music.
Okay, we got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
balance of nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Jared Moore here on Thursday, the 19th of January, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Tim, we got a caller here. We got Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Jared. Good morning, Tim. Hey, you know, when you call in, you miss a little bit of the show, and I had a question that's been actually bothering me, I think, since I talked to Tim yesterday. Apparently, these protesters, or whatever you want to call them, paid anarchists, they are actually getting a fairly attractive sum of money to go out and cause trouble. That means that, and if you covered this, I'm sorry I missed it, that means someone, they're on someone's payroll to go out and do what they're doing. If I pay somebody to kill somebody, I may not have pulled the trigger, but I am also guilty of murder. If this is comes from, let's say, that idiot George Soros, and he is paying these people, and they go out and they commit some heinous acts tomorrow, which I have to assume is what they have in mind. Can't the people who are writing the checks be also convicted?
It would be also part of the criminal conspiracy. Absolutely, it would be.
Yeah. Well, where do these monies come from? Do we know, or is that supposed to be hidden?
George Soros is at the top of the list, obviously, because
what's happening, guys, is the money is being distributed through various NGOs and filtered down to other NGOs. They're trying to mask where the money's coming from, but it simply is not working.
Well, the FBI can, once we get rid of Professor Comey, can the FBI follow the money trail backwards? I would think that would be easy.
Well, they pretty much already have, really.
Well, it's
sort of like an open secret, I guess you'd call it, from what I've been reading. You've got these various NGOs that are being funded now, apparently, by George Soros' son, from what I was reading yesterday and the day before. He sort of stepped into daddy's shoes and is handling a lot of this himself.
Well, apparently that's where a lot of it's coming from. Yeah, Al Capone was actually put in jail for a tax evasion, not any of his other racketeering charges. So, I mean, even if we can just get George Soros' son, I'm fine with that, too.
Well, we'll see. There'll be a new sheriff in town tomorrow. We will see.
Yeah, that's gonna be a blast. Also, I hate to bother you guys, but I'm going to call back next half an hour. I've got an interesting story about Grandma's new energy cleaner. I'll call back.
Okay, well, thanks, after Bob and the hour, you're welcome to call back, Rick. We appreciate that.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
I watched a film last night about a man back in the late 19th century who ran long-distance horse races, hundreds of miles, and the story was about the 3,000-mile race across the desert. And he was called the cowboy by all the Muslims over there.
Oh, okay.
And he carried a Colt Peacemaker, of course.
Sure.
New sheriff in town tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it. So am I.
This is the best news at the national level I've seen in years, in many years. These other Republican candidates that we've had for president, such as both the Bushes, for example, were what we call country club Republicans. New World Order guys is basically what they were, weren't they?
Oh, yeah, by their own admission, they were whatever the word is. Yeah, remember George H.W. Bush in his speech, where they addressed Congress. I'm drawing a blank, but anyway.
State of the Union.
Yes. Right. Thank you. And anyway, he specifically mentioned a new world order multiple times.
So
that's out of their own mouth. And, back then we talked about it. We were conspiracy theorists.
Exactly.
And now, oh my goodness, Trump's going to destroy the new world order. Well, I say great.
Well,
destroy away.
Joe Biden gave a speech in the last few days basically anguishing over the destruction of the New World Order, didn't he?
Yeah, Davos, yes, he did. I didn't listen to the speech. I had better things to do, but yes, I read the synopsis.
Right. So, I say good riddance to the New World Order.
I do, too. Absolutely.
Here's our Bob in the Hour break. We'll be back with Tom Berryhill. We will talk about the energy cleaner. Stay tuned.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite. A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse, for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 19th day of January. This is the 24 minutes I look forward to every week that we talk about a very marvelous healing device called the Energy Cleaner. We begin these conversations with my friend Tom Berryhill, the manufacturer of the Energy Cleaner, giving us our disclaimer. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, John. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Well, thank you, Tom. Tom, I'll give you a heads up. I'm shipping my last energy cleaner this morning, so I'll be needing more.
Well, you'll have another batch soon.
Okay. Right. I just picked up a batch from you earlier this week, and they're all been shipped. One went to Australia, and the rest all over the planet. So I injured myself a couple of days ago, slipping on a floor and one of my knees, and I'm using the energy cleaner more than normal with the 12 by 24 inch pad wrapped around that knee to help mitigate pain. And that's one of the things we focus on is pain mitigation, isn't it, Tim?
You ain't kidding, we do. And that is fantastic for that purpose. Absolutely
it is.
Fantastic.
It is. You know, the other thing, of course, we focus on is getting a great night's sleep. And as my wife, Dr. Moore, always says, when you sleep is when you heal. So if you're not getting a proper night's sleep, getting healthy is darn near impossible, isn't it, Tom?
Oh, it really is, John. And Dr. Moore is correct. We do heal when we sleep. You get some good rest, pain-free sleep, you're going to heal and your body's going to fix itself. That's what we try to do anyway with the energy cleaner, get rid of that pain.
Right, right. That's exactly what happens. Well, we have a lot of new listeners. Individuals unknown to me continue to take my older radio shows and DVDs and re-edit and rearrange and make them appear to be new. So I'm coming to the attention of a lot of people that don't know who I am, don't know what the energy cleaner is, and they're the first-time listeners today. So you can get the details, ladies and gentlemen, at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can read up on the energy cleaner, the patent application details, which is fascinating, the technology involved, the testimonies from people we know, like Steve Whitman, who gives the energy cleaner myself credit with saving his life. And here's what the energy cleaner does. It puts out a healing electrostatic signal. It's not a TENS unit. It's not a Rife machine. It's entirely different technology. That electrostatic signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. Now, Tim Spencer has given his testimony dozens of times here on Republic Broadcasting about how the energy cleaner saved his life. And you continue to use it every day, don't you, Tim?
Oh, positively I do, yes. And with that mattress pad you gave us, now Ori and I can both use it instead of that silly piece of screen we replaced every few months.
Right, right. So, well, one of my neighbors is getting an energy cleaner from me today, and he'll be using an aluminum screen pad on a temporary basis to see how it works for him. And then I'm sure he'll be wanting a mattress pad as well.
But that is 1,000% the way to go, that mattress pad. That right, makes right. All the difference.
Well, aluminum screen wire is meant to be on screen doors and windows, and not to be elbows and knees on a bed. They'll work for a while, but then they start breaking apart and then poking you in the butt when you least expect it. The mattress pad very well complements the energy cleaner, and we have a small 12x24 inch that I'm using right now as I'm speaking. The twin size, full size, queen size, king size, and California king size, which, Tim, I didn't know there was such a thing as a California king size mattress until about a year ago. Did you?
No, I didn't. I had no clue. I really didn't.
Well, there is such a thing, and we do have those in stock also. You went basically, I think it's a fair statement, that the majority of your adult life from your mid-20s until about fairly recently, you finally got off the prescription and pain meds, about 2 years ago or so? Got off all of them?
I think it's pushing 3 now, actually.
Pushing 3 years, yeah. You know, it took a while.
But I'm on no prescription medications as far as pain goes at all. I'm on a lot of other ones, but that's from my heart.
Right, right, right. Well, you've been tough on your body, I know, all these decades between a lifestyle and injuries. But you do have a life, and you're productive, part of your family. You get to spend time with your daughter and your grandchildren, which if it wasn't for the energy cleaner, you'd be down at the General Pershing VA Center right now, wouldn't you?
Either that or dead, one or the other. You know, that's the truth of it. But, yeah, I was looking seriously into going to what I call the VA daycare, which is where, you know, the program at the time, I don't know now, but program at the time was the idea is you stayed there Monday through Friday, including overnight, and then got to come home on the weekends. And we both know how that on the weekends would have worked out in the long run.
Right. Well, it's a 3-hour drive on roads that are treacherous and bright sunshine with dry pavement. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. In fact, the same roads are written up in the National Motorcycle magazines as being great places to tour because of all the curves and the terrain and the views that people have, the scenery. So, yes, right. That's exactly what would have happened. No doubt whatsoever. Quick segue here. We got the seed catalogs are hitting people's mailboxes. People are getting their soil ready, getting their cold frames ready for the spring planting, aren't they, Tim?
Yep. Uh-huh. Sure are. In fact, is just as soon as the weather breaks, when I say breaks, gets just a hair warmer for old Tim here. This year, my heart's doing good enough and I feel good enough. I'm going to be in the garden intensively this year myself. I'm going to get the raised beds going again, start turning up the ground. I'm not going to be able to hit it like I did 10 years ago, but I bet I'm able to put 3 or 4 hours a day into it.
There you go.
So
there you go. Well,
I'm really looking forward to it.
4 hours of productivity every day will accomplish a lot. There's mm-hmm. no doubt in my mind. And so you're going to be using an energy cleaner on your seedlings, and you'll be ready, won't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, before I ever set the first seed, I'm going to have the ground ready. Because I know what happened the last time I did that, which was about 3-4 years ago. You know, set that energy cleaner, and all of a sudden, you know, I've got seeds that are busting out of the little starter cups, 12 inches tall, and the garden's not ready. And I'm not going to let that happen again.
I got a note here, gentlemen, just about an hour ago from Brian in Kentucky, and here's what his note says. Hi, Mr. Moore. Hope all is well. I thought I would give you some feedback on the energy cleaner and the mattress pad. I'd say it's been around 3 weeks or so, and my wife and I have been using it. We both agree our sleep has been much more sound and deeper. I'll give you more feedback as time progresses. I enjoyed your comments on vaccines yesterday. Thanks for playing the USMC hymn. My dad was a Marine. Take care, Brian in Kentucky. Tom, you've been getting these kind of notes for 17 years, haven't you, sir?
Yes, sir, John, 17 years. And a quick comment on the screen wire. You know, John, when these energy cleaners were first produced 17 years ago, as we've talked about before, they were $3,000 each. We got the price down to $1,000 and now down to the $285 with shipping the way you send them out. Now, the mattress pads are really the way to go. I like the smaller heating pad quite a bit because it's so portable. You can use it, for instance, like your knee, John, or traveling. It works great for that. The reason we use the screen wire is because people, they just didn't have the money to get the energy cleaner instrument itself and then spend any more for the mattress pad or any other types of pads until they could maybe save up. They wanted to get going right away, so we introduced them for use with screen wire. People have used aluminum foil wrapped around maybe an elbow, wrist, ankle, a knee, an area that hurts, you can use foil. Anything metallic that will distribute the signal will work.
Right,
mattress
right.
pads and the heating, back pad, the smaller pad that you have, the 12 by 24, I think, is the size.
Right, 12 by 24, right.
Yeah, those really work great. And most people will elect to just put it together as a package deal and do it all at once. But for those that are really counting their pennies, they can start out with the screen wire, but of course, as soon as possible, they want to move up to that mattress pad. It really is the way to go.
It is.
And I'll tell you when it'll hit them, guys, is about 3 o'clock one morning when they roll over and they hit a sharp edge. That's when they're going to make up their mind to buy that mattress pad.
Would this be the sound of the voice of experience here, by any chance?
Yes, absolutely. And I fully admit it.
I could tell.
And then, of course, the screen wire is still great for lining a wooden shelf or table or something to put your seedlings on. It works great for that. And then over a plant bed, for instance, in a greenhouse or in your garden, you can suspend chicken wire over over the plants, and that will still let the light in but distribute the energy cleaner signal and really increase the growth rate of those plants.
Well, let's not leave out the cats and dogs. Animals will seek out and find that signal. If it's anywhere in your house, if you have a mattress
pad, yes,
they will. And, in fact, Tim, I know you've got how many dogs coming and going? Is it five or
five.
Six? Or five?
Yeah, five.
One of them is as big as a small pony, that is my recollection.
But, yeah, Great Dane.
Yeah. But unless you close the door securely, the Great Dane and all the rest of those critters will be on your bed, won't they?
Yes, they will, every time. Until they hear Mom coming up the stairs, and then they disappear in a hurry.
Tim, you have to be careful because that energy cleaner will make those fleas grow pretty quick, too. So be careful with that.
Ouch.
Well, any living organism will benefit, whether it's a person, a puppy dog, or a flea, or a tomato plant. Any and all living organisms will benefit from the energy cleaner, won't they, Tom?
Oh yeah, and many people in the with aquariums, freshwater and saltwater both, are using the energy cleaner with their tropical fish. You just simply put a metallic object such as a spoon. We always mention a spoon, John, you know, with using it with the bathtub because there's no sharp edges and everybody's got a metal spoon in their kitchen. But that same approach will work very well with an aquarium. Just dangle that spoon over the side of the aquarium tank, or you can use a sharp piece of copper wire, anything like that, anything metallic, bare metal, just a short distance into the water, and connect it to the energy cleaner, and you'll charge up that entire aquarium tank with that healing signal. And I don't care how big the aquarium is, it'll charge up all the water in there.
Yeah, that does work. I know it gets ick off a tropical fish. We tried that, and it does work on ick.
Well, that's good to know.
No chemicals in the water. Just use that healing signal.
Right. Well, these tropical fish can be pretty pricey, and any way to keep them healthy is certainly a good thing, isn't it, Tom?
It sure is, and the energy cleaner does a fantastic job with that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the energy cleaner is for sale at my website, $285 shipping included. Mattress pads vary by size, of course. The details are at my website, thelibertyman.com. But I do something that your healthcare professional not only is highly likely to do, but would be very offended. And Tim, you have a personal experience. If a person was to ask their healthcare provider for a 30-day money-back guarantee, you did this yourself. You thought you were joking, but tell us what happened.
Well, I'll tell you. What happened was I broke my right arm, okay? And I knew it wasn't a bad break. It wasn't like a compound fracture, but I could, you know, I knew that the bone, I could tell by the feeling there was something wrong with the bone. So I went to the doctor, and I just jokingly said, now you're just like a plumber. If you don't fix it, I don't got to pay you, right? And they asked me to leave in no uncertain terms. They were not happy campers.
Right. Well, the nature of allopathic medicine is a lot of what they do either doesn't work at all, works partially, and they would be out of business pretty quickly if they do what I do. This is from this is from me personally. It doesn't involve Tom Berryhill or any third party. I personally offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. I should have done this years ago. It just didn't occur to me, but that's what I do. And you're risking nothing. And the whole idea is to give people peace of mind knowing that there's about a 97-98% chance this thing's going to work. And if it doesn't, John Moore stands behind it and will refund my money for the energy cleaner. So, yes, absolutely. Absolutely, that's what I do. So there's some confusion about the mattress pads on the part of a lot of people. These are factory-made, fitted mattress pads that begin life as a heated mattress pad that I reconfigure myself right there here at my kitchen table using my my knife and my various electrical tools to make the energy cleaner compatible with the mattress pad. And then I ship them up. I box them up, and I ship them up myself. This is a small operation. We got a caller on hold here. We got a break coming up. Rick in Missouri. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning. I was going to call back about the grandma and her new energy cleaner. And the grandma is 91. Let me give you a little bit of background. Grandma is old. She's 91. She's been having trouble with inflammation practically her whole adult life. She's got rheumatoid arthritis. You know, she's got those hands that don't work. One time she came to my house. We live on a slight incline. She didn't want to put the brake on. She walked away. The car crossed the road very slowly and started clipping mailboxes going down the road. So She has these issues. Now she's old. The allopathic medical system is killing the woman. They go from doctor to doctor trying to figure out how to solve a problem with broken tools, and it's not working out. Now she's on blood thinners, and the woman can't even go to church because when she sits and lets her legs dangle off the pew, it breaks the blood vessels in the back of her legs, and they swell up, and she, one or the other, turns black. So the problems aren't getting solved. So I bought an energy cleaner from John, and I gave it to her. And she's had it for about a week, maybe 10 days. I will wait right here.
Okay, we have a break. We'll get the finish of the story after the break. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Back, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 19th of January. Rick, let's finish up your story here, sir.
So after all these years, you know, there really is no telling exactly what's wrong with Grandma. And that's kind of the interesting thing about the energy cleaner is you don't actually have to know what's wrong with you or exactly what's wrong with you or all that's wrong with you to have this thing work. So last night about 9 o'clock, This is my mother-in-law. Grandma's my mother-in-law. So she had four daughters, and of course they're, you know, all married now, but they're all on the same chain, the same text chain. Last night about 9 o'clock, my wife's phone started blowing up, and they all want to know, what is this magical healing device that is making Grandma better? Apparently Grandma called the left coast and said, you know, I think this thing's working. So we'll see where this goes. It's kind of interesting to me.
Well, we'll look forward to hearing your reports as they come in there, Rick. Thank you very much for the call.
That's all right. I'll talk to you.
Okay, thank you. Well, Tom, you've been hearing a similar story for 17 years, and you expect these stories. They're no surprise, are they, sir?
I really do, John, and you know we need to have a little fun with it, too, so I always throw my comment in, and I'll say it to Rick. If Grandma starts acting like a teenager again at 91 years of age, she's on her own. Don't call us to bail her out. She'll have to take care of matters herself.
There we go. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can order the energy cleaner and the mattress pads right at my website, thelibertyman.com. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line where you can place your orders as well for 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tim, you're welcome to hang over the second hour if you like, sir.
Okay.
And right. Tom, we're. Do you have any final comments, Tom, here for the last minute of this half hour?
No, John, other than a very recent report I received just yesterday, a woman in her early 50s had headaches every day. Every day she had headaches, and started using the energy cleaner and hasn't had a headache since. So,
well, good
waiting
for
more reports. Yeah, so anybody that's any kind of pain, pain problems, headaches, anything like that, give it a try.
Could possibly absolutely help. Absolutely. It can't hurt. It cannot hurt, and it may very well help. About a 97-98% chance that it will. Tom, thank you very much. We'll be talking privately soon.
Thank you, John.
Okay. Well, Tim, getting back to the prepper tip of the day and situational awareness, that's been your mantra for many years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. And it's something that's very, very easy for people to develop. The first week or two is hard, but after that, you develop it very, very quickly. It comes as second nature. You do things without even realizing you're doing it. You know, a thing for me, I'm sitting here at the computer. I'd say every 3 or 4 minutes I look outside without even thinking about it. What am I looking for? Movement, something out of place, something out of the ordinary. And that's part of situational awareness on a very minor level. But, you know, I'm still aware of my surroundings at all times.
Hold that thought. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website, GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.